Lleig. Dych. Nuts. Ach, sha, ach, hi, ach, ki, ach, hus, ach, ki, ach, hus, ach, ki, ach, hus, ach, sha, ach, hi, ach, ki, ach, hus, ach, wach, ach, gurk, ach, hey, ach, sha.
When you step inside the Hayukatungi Kudi classroom, two rules are immediately clear. Shoes off and Tlingit only, at least for the adults.
Hayukatungi Kudi, basically it means our language's nest or our language nest.
Duck Ginny Mary Cruz is the lead instructor and administrator of the program. She didn't grow up speaking Tlingit. The language stopped in her family when her great-grandmother was sent to boarding school in Oregon. But when she started college at the University of Alaska Southeast, Cruz signed up for a Tlingit class, then another, and another.
And my advisor was telling me, well, you're probably not going to get a teaching degree anytime soon because you keep taking all these language classes.
Cruz took all the Tlingit classes she could and eventually earned a master's in education. But she says she still wouldn't claim to be fully fluent.
No matter how much I learn, I'm still just a child in the language.
The fact is, she says, it's easier to learn a language when you're young, ideally very young. Most of the students in her immersion classroom are 3 to 5 years old. Cruz hopes by starting early, they can master Tlingit. The program is still getting off the ground. The money fell into place last summer when the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska received a $1 million federal grant to start a language nest. Hayukatungi Kudi opened briefly this spring and again this September. Currently, 14 students are enrolled in the program, and there's a wait list. Class is Tuesday through Friday, just in the afternoons, and the program will roughly follow the school year, with summers off. Along with Cruz, there are two more instructors and a birth speaker language advisor, Kakaklat, Florence Marks Shakley.
At home, we hardly ever spoke any English. One of the things that Grandma told us was, if you stop speaking your language, that means you're ashamed of who you are.
Shakley helps the other instructors with pronunciation and word choice. She also translates a lot of the teaching materials, like children's books and songs, a skill she first honed translating letters for her aunties. Shakley has taught Tlingit for years, often to adults. She says it's heartwarming to work with the youngest students.
Oh, gosh, they're just like little sponges. They don't have a hard time saying the difficult sounds that maybe the adults have hard time saying. The children, they just spit it right out.
A major goal of the immersion classroom is to involve families. Parents and friends are invited to twice monthly family nights so they can get to know each other and learn a little of what their kids are learning. The instructors hope the families will keep practicing Tlingit at home. That commitment is something that initially worried Madeline Sobolev-Levy. She grew up in Juneau, but lived away for many years before moving back with her family. When Hayukatungi Kudi started accepting applications, she and her husband discussed whether to enroll their 3-year-old in the language nest.
I kind of walked through all kinds of pros and cons with him, and he looked at me and my husband said, "Why are we living here if we're not going to put him in this program?" And I thought, well, I think you're right. Why did we move home, if not to do this?
Her son has only been at the Tlingit immersion classroom for a few weeks, but Sobolev-Levy says he's already picking it up.
If I talk to him about the day, he doesn't always have a lot of Tlingit to speak to me, but then we'll be walking around the house and he'll start singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Tlingit, or he'll start counting things 1, 2, 3, or telling people he's nuts. He's 3 years old.
Another parent, Joy Demert, hopes the language nest is just the beginning of her son's Tlingit education.
I'm looking forward to it progressing and blossoming and just being a footstep for him to be able to take classes all through high school and being able to graduate and become a fluent speaker.
At this point, many of those next steps don't exist. The future of the Tlingit language is far from secure. Hkine Lance Twitchell is an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at UAS and a part-time instructor in the immersion classroom. He estimates the number of Tlingit speakers anywhere with a high-level mastery of the language is only about 10. Twitchell sees revitalizing Tlingit as a long road, but Hayukatungi Kudi, the language nest, gives him hope.
when you try to build these language nests, so you feel like you're doing the wrong thing because you're not ready, you're not prepared, you need more teachers, you need more materials. But when people see those babies start talking, it starts to shift things in ways that other things might not.
In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.